This is Sean with Voices of Las Vegas, and I'm here with Mark. What is your last name?
Mark Hall Patton.
Hall Patton.
Yep. I'm the administrator of the Clark County Museum System.
Okay. So this building we're in right now, describe this and how it anchors with this whole area.
Well, you're out here at the Clark County Museum. We're at the main museum building. This is the building that has the timeline of local history in it and our changing gallery. We have a gallery here that changes out the exhibits every 6 months. So every time you come out here, there's something new to see. The grounds actually are 30 acres. We have 20 restored buildings. We have a ghost town out here. We have walking trails. We have nature areas. It's kind of hard to find us open. We are only open 7 days a week. So, you know, when you do come out, it is possible to find us. We're open 9 to 4:30. We're only closed 3 days out of the year, okay. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Okay. It is $2 to go through, unless you're like me and over 55. Or not like me and under 18.
Okay, so what are some of the different things that people really enjoy as far as, I mean, you mentioned the ghost town, and what are some of the things maybe that kids might also get a little bit out of?
Oh, when you come out here, if you bring kids, we have walking trails, which if your kids are anything like mine were, they're running trails. We have hands-on things for kids to do. All the houses are from different decades of the 20th century, so you can, you know, the kids can walk through with the families. They can understand houses just like anyone else can, but a kid can understand when they're looking at a bedroom or a living room or a dining room, but they can see how that has changed over the years.
Right.
We also have a wedding chapel out here. It happens to be the old Candlelight Wedding Chapel.
Okay.
That holds the record for the largest number of weddings in a single day. That was in 1989 when it set the record of 425 weddings between 6 a.m. and midnight. That's the wedding chapel that used to stand in the parking lot of the Algiers Motel on the Las Vegas Strip. It's where the Fontainebleau project was later on. We also have the 1931 Boulder City Depot out here. We also have rolling stock, the engine from the old Fantasy Park that was downtown across the street from Cashman Field. We have quite a bit to see. It's a place that you can come out and learn about the history of Southern Nevada. As I always tell people, if you want to know why we put 2 million people in the middle of the desert, come on out here and learn a little bit. It also helps you to understand how people have lived here through the years. Because, you know, today we think about, obviously air conditioning and all of that. We didn't always have that.
Right.
And we have houses here from the different decades of the 20th century. And of course, you have to understand that Las Vegas and the Vegas Valley and Clark County is the largest urban area in the United States that was founded in the 20th century. So we are a very recent urban area, and we have 2.3 million people here. But
do you know how many come in? Like on a daily or weekly basis with the traffic?
At the museum here?
Just in general?
On an annual basis, the LVCVA talks about 45 million, okay, 45 geez. To 50 million a year. And when you look at that number, you're looking at 10 to 15 million that never make it a block off the strip.
Right.
That have no idea how people live here.
Right.
And have no idea that this is a series of communities here, that we just live here. That's part of what you find out when you come here and how people have lived here over the years, over the various decades. We have a railroad cottage here from 1911. We have the Beckley House from 1912. We have one of the original townsite houses from Henderson from the 1940s. We have the Babcock and Wilcox house, which was from the early 30s in Boulder City. We have the Giles Barkas house, which was originally built in Goldfield in the mid-1920s and then moved down here in the early 1960s.
How many different building structures have been moved here?
About 20.
Wow.
Yeah, 20 that we have moved here, that we have restored. The last one was moved here that we will be opening here in February, and that is the Grand Canyon Airlines ticketing office, Bradley House. That was a ticketing office in Boulder City, built in the mid-1930s. And then when TWA started flying in, they used the same building. Then they built their own ticketing office, their own terminal, which is now the Elks Lodge down in Boulder City. And it was then the old ticketing office was moved up into Boulder City and used as the home of the first black family that was allowed to live in Boulder City, because Boulder City was the first segregated community in southern Nevada. People don't understand that, but Boulder City, because it was a federal reservation, was able to be segregated. And when they were building Hoover Dam, the six companies refused to hire any blacks on that project. And it finally took the intervention of Eleanor Roosevelt to finally get them to hire some blacks. And out of over 5,000 workers, they only hired 61 blacks to work on that project. And none of them were allowed to live in that city. So it was finally Roxy Ruxtel, who owned Grand Canyon Airlines. He also had all the concessions out at the lake. And they also actually, for a while, owned the Boulder Dam Hotel. And the Bradleys, Henry and O.C. Bradley, worked for him. And he just said, no, they're going to live here. And Sims Ely, who ran the town, said, no, they're not. And he said, oh, yes, they are. And he had enough money and enough chutzpah to say, yes, they are, and make it stick. And they lived there during World War II, started out in this house that we have here, and we're going to be opening that in February of this year. And that will be the last of the historic structures that we have here currently. Our 501c3 support group, the Museum Guild, which is, you can join that and support the museum. They raised almost $200,000 to restore that, and we'll be opening it, and it'll be open to go through as well.
So, okay, so 20 years ago you got involved.
Oh, me? I'm just the administrator. I came over here.
What was your background, like motivation?
Because I've been running. Well, I've been running museums for 43 years all over the United States. That's my profession. The profession is called museology, and I did my graduate work in museology back in the mid 70s. I've worked with and run museums all over the U.S. I started out with the Bowers Museum in Santa Ana, California. I'm actually fourth generation Californian. I founded the Anaheim Museum. I did the first exhibit on the history of women in Los Angeles. I ran the museums in San Luis Obispo, California. I was with the museums in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I came over here and created the museums in the airports here, and I still run those. Wow. I run the museum down in Searchlight as well. I run three museums for the county, and we run all of those out of here, my staff and I.
Okay.
You know, so all of this is done. It's you know, we're all county employees.
Right.
So I do all of that, and of course, I do all the television work and that as well.
Sure.
You know, but all of that is done just to advertise the museum. This is what I do for a living.
One of the ladies inside mentioned that you try to give some knowledge to the guys at Pawn Stars.
Oh, yeah. Well. Yeah, I've done 190 appearances on that as well.
190?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, is there anything else you'd like to say about the museum, or about some goals you guys have for 2020? Is there any fundraising goals or anything?
Well, yes, we are going to be building a new storage building out here, and the next big fundraising effort will be to put rolling dense pack shelving. It's because we also took in all of the artifacts from the memorials after the October 1 shooting, all of the memorials that were down on Las Vegas Boulevard, not to display everything, because right. You can't do that. We've got over a million artifacts in the collection here, but we have to store all of that in order to make it available in the future. And we need to have shelving inside. The county is building the building, and that's right. Going to be a huge undertaking. but we're going to be raising tens of thousands of dollars excuse me, to put the shelving inside. And so our guild is going to be doing a massive amount of fundraising on that. And anybody that's interested, I hope they would come down and join the Clark County Museum Guild and get involved with donating towards that effort. It's a very meaningful effort. And the idea is we are sort of, we hold the physical memories for Clark County and Southern Nevada. That's what we do. And everything that's here will be here for hundreds of years. So it's not just for us. Right, it's sir, for those who come beyond us.
Right. Well, I think that's beautiful. I appreciate your time, Mark, and you'll be able to hear this on voicesoflasvegas.com.
Well, wonderful. Thank you.
And you might be able to give some insight on some other people that would like to share their knowledge and history of the area.
Thank you.
Okay.